Well, Jake, you're a bit of a hero this afternoon. Two goals in 3 minutes, having only been on the pitch for 5 minutes.
Yep, doesn't get much better than that. Bit surprised to come on at the time. It was a bit sudden, but obviously once the chances came, took him like a bin on the whole game. It was a fantastic feeling.
The first goal you set up by Jean-Paul, has happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, kind of. I was involved in the build-up as well. We played a little 1-2, and then the defenders, he's made a great movement, so the defender's gone with him, left me free, and he's just managed to put the ball right on the right spot. It's got a bit of a lucky deflection, but it was on target, and I think it was going in anyway. But it was a nice team move, and we hadn't broken them down particularly well today, but in that instance, it all came together.
Was that your first touch of the ball?
Yes, believe it was, yeah, so it was a nice one to have.
And then you got the winner a couple of minutes later from a free kick, about 25 yards out. Was it your intention to go straight for goal?
It was, yeah. I don't know why I took it. That is the first free kick I think I've taken in my entire career, but I might have to take a few more now because I caught it sweetly. It didn't go quite right in the corner, but I've caught it, nice enough and beat the keeper for pace, I think.
The thing is, Merton were pretty resolute in defence, and it looked as though Whitehall were heading for the thing until you came on.
It did, they've set up nicely. They've come here, perhaps, to frustrate us more than anything, and it's worked. They're resolute, they're determined, and they had a good shape to get today. They frustrated us, and then they've scored a wonder goal. There's nothing the goalie can do about it. It's something that happens in football. It's a fantastic strike, and probably deserve to win any game that sort of goal. But after that, we had to open up a bit, and the game spread out, and we created some more chances, which we hadn't been putting away during the rest of the game. But luckily for us, when it counted, when it mattered, we did it.
Why do you think Whitehall have struggled to play well at home?
Well, million-dollar question. It's a lot of teams have come here this season, obviously seen that we're a good footballing team and set up just to frustrate us and get men behind the ball and keep things narrow, and it hasn't really worked in our favour. We've played better away from home this season than at home, because teams don't sit up to just do a defend when we go up there. But today they've done the same again. But we just had a little bit more quality, playing two leagues above to finish the game.
Okay, well done and congratulations. And fancy who in the draw, do you think, for next time?
We'd like another winnable draw, probably. It doesn't really matter if it's home or away. Like I just said, we played well away from home, but someone in a couple of leagues below us again would be fantastic. It would give us a real good chance of getting into the next round, and we'll take one of the conference teams in.
As I was saying to Steve earlier, this is only the second time in the club's history that you've made the third qualifying round.
Didn't know that. That's good for us. Gives us a bit of momentum as well, because we've had a couple of bad results in the league, but hopefully this will spur us on a bit and bounce back, and we can look forward to another little FA Cup break in a couple of weeks.